The main reading we have chosen is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 44 to 52, in which Jesus speaks about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is compared to a great treasure or to a pearl of great value. When King Solomon was asked what he would like to get from the Lord, he asked for only one thing, wisdom, that is, an understanding to govern his people better, to distinguish right from wrong. But in fact, Solomon asked for the most precious thing one can ever have. He was no fool. That is why, even to this day, he is called the wise King Solomon. For in the Old Testament, wisdom is just another name for God. In the New Testament, wisdom is identified with Jesus himself. In our words, wisdom is God himself, and he asked for it. And if you have God, what else you need? In the book of Wisdom, chapter 7, verses 8 to 9, Solomon says, I preferred her to scepter and throne, and deemed riches nothing in comparison with her. Nor did I liken any priceless gem to her, because all gold in view of her is a little sand, and before her silver is to be accounted mire. The same theme continues through the second reading and the Gospel of today. In the Gospel, we meet up with two characters. While to one, the kingdom of God is like a treasure, to the other, it is like a really valuable pearl. In any case, both of them sold everything they had and bought it. In the history of our religion, we find numerous persons who sold everything they had for the sake of the kingdom of God. The first examples are the apostles. They left everything and followed the Lord. Following the apostles' footsteps, we have great many martyrs, saints and mystics. One shining and well-known example, of course, is that of Saint Francis of Assisi. Even today, Assisi would remind us very vividly of the life of Saint Francis. He was the son of a wealthy cloth merchant, but Francis gradually gave up everything he had to the poor, to the point of becoming naked so that he could be clothed by the beauty of heaven, by his heavenly Father. The word of God has to be understood in today's context. And in today's context, we are not despising riches. Rather, we need to get our priorities right. For even if we have riches, if we do not have wisdom, the ability to distinguish right from wrong, we will be unhappy. In fact, there are individuals, families, societies, nations out there who have everything but still unhappy. It is said that all those who are happy are not people who have everything, and all those who have everything are not necessarily happy. Now each one of us has to find his or her own mode of selling. Some may have more to sell, while others may have very little, like the apostles. Whatever it may be, there has to be some letting go of ourselves and what we have in order to acquire wisdom, the source of all blessings, which is God Himself. Amen.